U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan fought a major battle last month at Shahikat. 8 American soldiers died and dozens were wounded. Yesterday, some of the soldiers from Operation Anaconda were welcomed home to northern New York by eager families, and they were recognized for brave service. Brian Mann with North Country Public Radio reports.
Yesterday afternoon, Brigadier General Thomas Goodcoop stood on a podium at Fort Drum, looking out at hundreds of men in desert brown fatigues. The soldiers gathered in this gymnasium are part of the 10th Mountain Division, based in northern New York.
Welcome home, and from a grateful nation, thank you. Well done.
6 months ago, these soldiers shipped out to do sentry duty at an air base in Uzbekistan. But then in March, they scrambled to take part in Operation Anaconda. For many, it was their first taste of real fighting. Staff Sergeant David Rubin is from Chicago.
Everything happened really fast. There wasn't a lot of time to think. 3rd Platoon started taking fire. Their platoon sergeant was down in the low ground. He was also pinned down from enemy Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. I fired my mortars, killing 5 of them and suppressing them so that close air support could come in and finish the job.
Rubin is credited with saving an entire platoon, and for that he's been awarded a Bronze Star.
Major James Hall, Sergeant First Class Robert Healy.
At yesterday's ceremony, dozens of men stepped forward to be recognized with Bronze Stars, Silver Stars, commendations for valor. Command Sergeant Major Frank Grippy led 100 men into battle. He was awarded a Purple Heart.
Well, I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and caused some shrapnel in my right thigh. Actually, right hamstring. Not my butt either, like the joke's going around, all right?
Many of these men came off the plane from Afghanistan in the last 24 hours. They looked happy, but they also looked tired. The Army has given the entire task force a 2-week leave. According to Grippy, his soldiers are ready for a break.
It's great to be home. We missed hunting season this year and didn't get to fill my deer tag, but of course, we filled our tags in other ways. And of course, all my men are just happy to be home, back with their families.
The last 6 months have been hard on families here. The task force shipped out almost overnight. Spouses had no idea where the soldiers were going or how long they'd be gone. Fort Drum organized support groups to help spouses with the long separation. Now the Army is working to help families reunite. Teresa LaCamera heads the Family Readiness Group for the task force. She says readjusting to married life can be tricky, especially when the excitement of homecoming wears off.
The husband, before he left, watched the football game every Monday. Well, once he left, the wife found a different show that she's been watching for 6 months. He comes in and expects to still watch that show, but she is. So there's things like that that, you know, you have to talk and open communication.
As the soldiers here marched in parade, training and preparation for future deployments continued outside. Soldiers at Fort Drum say the fight in Afghanistan was only the first chapter in this war. As hard as this deployment was, they say they expect to go again, maybe soon. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann at Fort Drum, New York.